I know it was just one half a game the guys played, but you had to be pretty happy about how dominant you guys were in the first half there.
Yeah, that's encouraging, especially like, you know, like I've been telling everybody, I said it last week, the biggest key for us is for me as well as the rest of the team, just keep up what we're doing because it's going to take, you know, a lot to, you know, win some of these conference games. And, you know, we won our first three games last year against non-conference teams, and then we lost, you know, the next six in conference. So it's just important for us to, you know, the stuff we've been doing, we need to keep that up, and we need to really take this week to prepare well because West Virginia is going to be, you know, they're more than a good football team.
You guys forced two turnovers, and mainly the front four, they're forcing the both of those turnovers. One on that fourth down, you guys helped you go through that one fourth down play.
Based off the defensive call, they gave us the opportunity to really be aggressive, you know, so just, you know, getting off the ball is key. And then seeing the opportunity and then getting the ball is huge. And that gives the ball back to the offense, gives them opportunity to put points on the board.
And how about Mike Seiber getting the interception there?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. That's kind of a weird situation. But, I mean, I'm happy for him that he made a play, you know, after all he's been through. So,
how confident is this defense right now?
I feel like we're pretty confident. I feel like it's a good kind of confidence. It's not like, oh, we're so good type of, you know, like an attitude that can get you beat, you know, but I feel like we're pretty confident in our abilities and we trust in one another. And, you know, I think, you know, we just need to continue to keep preparing like we're doing and attacking the preparation week well. And if we do that, we can do some good things down the line.